Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This episode of Swindled may contain graphic descriptions or audio recordings of disturbing events which may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Government officials,
clear violations of federal and state law,
pay to play
millions of taxpayer dollars that were wasted,
paid tens of millions of dollars,
$1 billion, dummied up its books and records,
by falsifying its books and records,
responsible for the collapse of the entire system,
and in the thrall of some kind of swindle, etc.
It is remarkable. In 236 years of the American experiment, what the ingenious people of this magnificent nation can do when they're given the opportunity. Every American deserves the opportunity of a limited, responsible government that performs its core functions well and then gets the heck out of the way. That's when good things happen in the United States of America.
Bob McDonnell began serving as the state of Virginia's 71st governor in 2010. The Republicans' campaign slogan was, "Bob's for jobs." He supported the privatization of nearly everything and vowed to promote offshore drilling in the state. Naturally, this made him a favorite among the GOP establishment. Governor Bob McDonnell was selected to deliver the Republicans' response to Obama's State of the Union address in 2010. And was shortlisted as a potential running mate of Mitt Romney in 2012. McDonnell was ultimately passed over for that VP opportunity, but that's fine. Being the governor of Virginia had plenty of perks on its own. Most impressively, you get to live in the 200-year-old executive mansion in Richmond, the oldest of its kind, complete with a full staff of housekeepers, assistants, and a private chef. For Governor Bob McDonnell's kitchen, Todd Schneider had been handpicked. Todd Schneider was a local celebrity chef in Richmond. He had reportedly trained under Martha Stewart, though that's never been verified. He had catered private events with names such as Bill Clinton, Dick Cheney, and Steven Spielberg on the guest list. That's how the McDonald's had been introduced to him. Todd Schneider's burgeoning catering business, he says, was the reason why he was initially hesitant to accept the job at the governor's mansion. But in the end, he was persuaded. Todd Schneider began working as Governor Bob McDonnell and the family's private chef in April 2010, a decision he would later regret. Quote, "Boy, was that a mistake." But it wasn't the governor's fault. Bob was easy. You could pour a can of store-bought Prego and a pasta and he would be happy. It was the first lady, Maureen McDonnell, who caused grief, Schneider recalled. Maureen was a former Washington football team cheerleader with an upscale palate and reportedly an extremely demanding boss. The staff at the governor's mansion would routinely get text messages after midnight. Maureen wanted a bottle of liquor. Maureen needed tampons. "Lady, this isn't my job," they would tell her, before accepting the personal errands anyway to escape the first lady's stomping, pouting, and name-calling. Maureen McDonnell was so miserable to be around that several maids had quit and the butler refused to speak to her. Maureen would reportedly walk around the bedrooms and unmake the beds if the housekeeping wasn't up to her standards. Eventually, the mansion employees threatened to resign en masse if Maureen McDonnell's treatment of them did not improve. Wine drunk and lonely, Maureen reportedly confided in Chef Todd Schneider one day, telling him, quote, "I didn't ask for this job." Todd Schneider could commiserate because he was regretting his position within a year too. The McDonald's five adult children, none of whom lived at the mansion, would waltz in and help themselves the Schneider's stock of ingredients. One of them even furnished their dorm room with Chef Schneider's pots and pans. On several occasions, Schneider brought food from his catering company to supply the mansion's large events. He would also supply the chairs, tables, linens, and silverware for the larger events. The mansion director promised to reimburse him, but there was a little problem. Turns out, it would be considered a conflict of interest for Todd Schneider to provide services as an outside contractor while employed by the state government. Instead, The mansion director told Schneider that he could order up to $600 in food for his catering company in lieu of compensation. Schneider agreed to that deal, or at least he thought it was a deal, until the FBI showed up at his door in February 2012. They said they were there to investigate an anonymous tip left on the fraud, waste, and abuse hotline about improprieties involving the kitchen operations at the governor's mansion. There were allegations that Chef Todd Schneider had continued putting his catering company's food on the government's tab after his word-of-mouth agreement with the mansion director had expired. As a result of the investigation, Chef Todd Schneider was suspended and then fired in March 2012. He was charged with two misdemeanor counts of embezzling food, to which he pleaded guilty. He spent half a day in jail and agreed to repay the state $2,300 in restitution. But what really hurt is that no one from the governor's mansion stood up for him. It was an honest misunderstanding, Schneider maintains, and the fact that neither the governor nor Maureen rushed to his defense left him feeling a little betrayed. "I lost everything because of them," Todd told the Washington Post. "I lost my house. I lost my dogs." Todd had to move in with his mother when he lost his income and reputation. Well, you know what? Two can play that game. During his federal investigation, Chef Todd Schneider told the FBI that if they were looking for fraud, waste, and abuse in the governor's mansion, he was small potatoes, pun intended. There were bigger fish to fry, pun intended. There was far more at stake. All right, I'm done. Todd Schneider told federal investigators that Bob and Maureen McDonald had been spending a lot of time with a certain Richmond area businessman. This guy was at the mansion all hours of the night, getting awfully cozy with the governor and his wife, Todd said. But what really raised the chef's eyebrows was when he was hired to cater the wedding of one of the McDonald's daughters. The $15,000 bill was paid by check. A check signed by that businessman, Johnny Williams.
And he gave investigators a copy of a contract from the governor and first lady's daughter's wedding that showed that the wedding had actually been paid, his fee as the caterer, $15,000, by this man, Johnny Williams. And that's how it all began.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
By the time Johnny R. Williams Sr. met the McDonald's, he was a successful businessman in his late 50s. Described as bright, charming, generous, and even a genius by some, Johnny's career, like most of us, was marked by highs and lows. The college dropout sold cars and real estate in his 20s before opening his own eyeglasses shop in a strip mall. After that endeavor failed, punctuated by its employees' bounce checks, Johnny Williams launched a drug company called Spectra Pharmaceuticals, which touted a vitamin A eye ointment. However, Spectra Pharmaceuticals was ultimately revealed to be a classic pump-and-dump scheme, which led to Williams paying almost $300,000 in fines in 1993 without admitting guilt. Around that same time, Johnny Williams developed what he thought would surely become a multi-billion dollar idea. The U.S. tobacco industry was being bombarded with liability lawsuits. What if, Johnny Williams pondered, he could manufacture a safer cigarette? He launched a new company called Star Tobacco and Pharmaceuticals, which introduced tobacco-less nicotine products like lozenges and other smoking cessation products, all of which proved to be commercial flops. However, by the time Star Tobacco and Pharmaceuticals sold off the tobacco arm of its business, Johnny Williams had become wealthy beyond his imagination. Johnny had been a major investor in a company called Vizx, which had developed a vision-correcting laser that would later become known as LASIK. That company eventually received FDA approval and was sold in 2004 for more than $1.2 billion. Johnny Williams collected $300 million for himself. Needless to say, his lifestyle changed dramatically. Johnny owned multiple homes and condos, drove sports cars, and traveled by private jet. All of the usual trappings, but he still wanted to work. Johnny Williams remained fascinated with tobacco alternatives. More specifically, Johnny had become infatuated with Anatabine, Anatabine is a naturally occurring alkaloid compound found in tobacco and other plants such as tomatoes, eggplant, cauliflower, and potatoes. Not only was anatabine not carcinogenic to humans, it apparently provided tremendous health benefits, especially in terms of reducing inflammation. According to research cited by Williams, anatabine could help cure Alzheimer's, schizophrenia, Parkinson's disease, and MS. Johnny Williams claims anatabine actually cured his own wife's thyroid disease. It was like some kind of miracle drug. Johnny Williams predicted that anatabine products would change the world as much as penicillin had when it was discovered.
And the anatabine is the feel-good in tobacco, and that's how we advertise it. It's a minor alkaloid in tobacco that he learned how to isolate. And he went to doctors, Johns Hopkins University, Ross Camp Institute out of Florida, MCV, UVA, and a lot of studies now have been done, and they came to Johnny and said, Johnny, this product looks like it's reducing inflammation in the studies and blood tests that they've done. When you compare it to Celebrex, ibuprofen, or aspirin, it works four times more effective with no known side effects. Mm. So we're very, very excited about the potential of this product.
Star Tobacco and Pharmaceuticals was repurposed into Star Scientific in the early aughts. The 20-year-old company now called itself a technology-oriented company with a mission to, quote, reduce the harm associated with tobacco at every level.
We've been in the tobacco business for 20 years. And the founder of our company, Johnny Williams, is very innovative. And he's always been in the business of what they call disruptive technology.
One of Star Scientific's first disruptive innovations was announced in August 2010. It was called CIG-RX, a mint-flavored lozenge that contained neither nicotine nor tobacco that could reduce the urge to smoke. The anatabine-based product would change the landscape of the tobacco industry, Johnny Williams claimed, quote, "The tobacco plant led the way in growing the economy of the Commonwealth of Virginia 400 years ago. As a Virginia-based company, we now want to lead the way and understanding how the tobacco plant can yield important benefits to human health."
We're talking about a breakthrough product called CIG-RX, a dietary supplement that's clinically tested and developed to temporarily reduce your urge to smoke. It's the perfect antidote for those times when and where smoking's not an option.
One CIG-RX lozenge contains about the same amount of anatabine as one cigarette, but without the tobacco and the nicotine. And when combined with the natural qualities of yerba mate, they're believed to safely interact with neurotransmitters in the brain to create the same stress-relieving satisfaction that smokers crave. As a result, CIG-RX gives you that smoking satisfaction without the smoke.
About a year later, Star Scientific announced its second, even more promising anatabine product called AnataBlock, which treated inflammation and a host of other ailments. The benefit of AnataBlock could be experienced via a $300 topical cream or a $100 bottle of pills.
No matter what your activity, AnataBlock can help. It's scientifically proven to help regulate excessive inflammation in joints and muscles. It works so you can play.
I haven't felt this good in years.
Turn back the clock with AnataBlock.
Johnny Williams' Star Scientific embarked on a marketing blitz through the fall and winter of 2011 with a barrage of online advertising, sponsorships, infomercials, and radio spots. The company hired professional athletes as sales ambassadors.
Hi, I'm pro tennis player John Isner. You may know me from Wimbledon. I'm proud to be a part of the AnataBlock team.
All spreading the gospel of Star Scientific's new and highly effective Johns Hopkins researched anatabine-based dietary supplements. Keyword, dietary supplement, which meant it was relegated to the aisles of GNC retail stores because neither CIG-RX nor AnataBlock had been FDA approved yet. But Johnny Williams was working on it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The First Lady of Virginia, Maureen McDonnell, was a bit of a health enthusiast. The former cheerleader had actually turned into a supplement salesperson in her post-football career. That was probably just one of the reasons Johnny Williams and the McDonnells made fast friends when they met in 2009. Bob McDonnell was campaigning for governor. Johnny Williams let the candidate use his private jet for various campaign stops. When Bob was elected, Johnny Williams promised to buy Maureen and Oscar De La Renta dress for her husband's inauguration, but a government staffer put a stop to that, telling the First Lady that it would be inappropriate. Maureen McDonnell was predictably upset and told Johnny Williams that she would have to take a rain check. Maureen cashed that rain check a few months later, while in New York City for a political event where, thanks to the First Lady, Johnny Williams had been seated next to the governor. Maureen spent $20,000 at Oscar De La Renta, Louis Vuitton, and Bergdorf Goodman. Johnny Williams footed the bill. And the gifts didn't end there. During the following year, Johnny Williams bought the McDonald's final four basketball tickets. He bought them golf clubs and let them rack up thousands of dollars on his tab at an exclusive resort. Williams let the McDonald's use his vacation homes. He let them borrow his $200,000 Ferrari. He gave a $10,000 wedding gift to one of the McDonald daughters, and he paid the $15,000 catering tab for the other daughter's wedding. The generosity was welcomed, Maureen McDonald told Johnny Williams, because she and the governor were under severe financial duress. The McDonalds had racked up more than $90,000 on 7 credit cards. Plus, Bob McDonald's rental property business he operated with his sister was losing more than $40,000 every year. In May 2011, Maureen McDonnell asked Johnny Williams if she and the governor could borrow $50,000. Johnny Williams agreed to a loan at 5% interest with no paper trail. The following month, Maureen purchased 6,000 shares of Star Scientific stock, which she later transferred to her children to distance herself. Another $70,000 loan from Williams to the governor would soon follow. Soon after, it was announced that the governor's mansion would host the launch party of Star Scientific's newest product, Anatoblock. After receiving the loan from Johnny Williams, Governor Bob McDonnell also scheduled a luncheon at the mansion with officials from the state health department. At that meeting, Johnny Williams passed out samples of his little Anatoblock pills and touted the supplement's efficacy in a push for clinical trials, the first step toward FDA approval. Williams also donated $200,000 in grants to medical researchers, but the Virginia health officials were unconvinced. They referred to Johnny Williams as the Tic Tac Man behind his back. With the clinical trials stalled, Maureen McDonnell emailed a governor's aide 6 months later, quote, "Gov wants to know why nothing has developed with studies after Johnny gave $200,000. Gov wants to get this going." Governor Bob McDonnell emailed the same aide about a week later. "Please see me about Anatoblock issues at VCU and UVA." In return, Johnny Williams gifted a $6,500 Rolex engraved with the governor's name to Bob at the request of Maureen. "Another one?" Bob asked his wife when he received it. Some, but not all, of these gifts were disclosed in the governor's annual financial disclosures, which the Washington Post began analyzing after the Chef Todd Schneider incident. The newspaper began publishing its findings in March 2013.
Now, as McDonnell wraps up his final year in office, he's confronted with mounting questions about gifts from businessman Johnny Williams Sr., chief executive of Star Scientific Incorporated, a dietary supplement manufacturer. The latest disclosure in the Washington Post says Williams gave $145,000 in cash and gifts to the McDonnell family and a corporation owned by the governor in 2011 and 2012.
Governor Bob McDonnell acknowledged his family's relationship with Johnny Williams but denied any wrongdoing. "Mr. Williams is a donor for me and my political action committee. My wife and I are friends with him and his wife, and we've had dinner," the governor said in a radio interview. "He's also the CEO of a publicly held company in Virginia, so of course I know him. I try to know the heads of all public companies in the state." The governor reiterated that he treats all Virginia businesses equally, and that neither Johnny Williams nor Star Scientific had received any special treatment from his administration.
It's a Virginia publicly traded company. I've done a lot of things with publicly traded companies in Virginia. And I can say that, as you know, Olympia, the core mission of our administration has been promoting jobs, economic development, creating new opportunities. So what I would tell you is that Mr. Williams gave my daughter a wedding present. And as you know, under the reporting laws, the gifts that come to me, I report. And I've been doing this for 22 years. Gifts that come to me, I regularly and diligently make a report those. At the statement of economic interests that are done annually. But the gifts that come to other family members under the current law are not reportable. So I think I can say that what we do in my office is, regardless of somebody's status or donations, if we find an opportunity to be able to promote business and create jobs and find opportunities for Virginians, and then we do that. And that's what my wife has done as First Lady. That's what I've done routinely as governor.
In an effort to, quote, restore trust with the people of Virginia, in July 2013, Governor Bob McDonnell announced that he had returned the gifts and loans he had received from Johnny Williams. Being governor of Virginia is the highest honor of my 37 years in public service, McDonnell said in a statement. I am deeply sorry for the embarrassment certain members of my family and I brought upon my beloved Virginia and her citizens. I want you to know that I broke no laws and that I am committed to regaining your sacred trust and confidence. I hope today's action is another step toward that end.
I made a decision to use my family resources to be able to repay those loans. We're going to take further steps to ensure that gifts that have been given to me are also returned. Made an apology, return gifts, and try to do everything I can to restore that trust. I've made apologies for things that have been a distraction for the people of Virginia, because I've enjoyed the trust of the people for a long time in office, and to the degree that this has undermined that or been a distraction, I've made a sincere apology a few weeks ago. We've done a complete audit by the former Democrat Attorney General, Tony Troy, and he has concluded that there's not a dime of state money that's ever gone to Star Scientific or Johnny Williams. No grants, no budget monies, no board appointments. I knew that from the beginning.
Despite the legality or illegality of Johnny Williams' gifts, the optics for the governor of Virginia were poor. Just a few months prior, Bob McDonnell was pressured to re-gift a $5,000 donation from some phony charity called the U.S. Navy Veterans Association, headed by a con artist named Commander Bobby Thompson. Virginia's Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli had also been caught up in the scandal, having received a $55,000 donation from the sham organization. Now, it was Johnny Williams and his company Star Scientific's turn in the spotlight, and the FDA did not like what they were seeing. For starters, Johns Hopkins denied ever conducting, reviewing, or approving any of the research related to anatobine, frequently cited by Star Scientific. In fact, the company referred to those scientific studies to unlawfully promote anatoblock and CigRx on its website as a drug that could be used to treat various diseases. In response, the FDA sent a warning letter to Star Scientific.
Star Scientific declined to be interviewed, but in a statement said it's cooperating with the FDA. Meanwhile, state and federal authorities are investigating gifts and loans Star Scientific's former CEO, Johnny Williams, gave McDonald's family while the company sought help promoting anatoblock.
The investigations prompted Johnny Williams to resign as CEO of Star Scientific, and the sales of CigRx and anatoblock were ultimately suspended. Shareholder lawsuits followed, alleging they had been misled by the company over the Johns Hopkins research claims and the federal subpoenas. Plus, it had also been discovered that Star Scientific owed hundreds of thousands of dollars in back taxes. Johnny Williams was never charged criminally. He was provided immunity for agreeing to testify against Governor Bob McDonnell and his wife, Maureen.
These are very serious felony charges. It's 14 counts in all. If convicted, they face literally decades in prison, maybe as much as 30 years in prison each. Because of the way that federal sentencing guidelines work, they're unlikely to get anything near that. But these are very serious charges, not a slap on the wrist at all.
On January 21st, 2014, 10 days after his term as Virginia's governor ended, Bob and Maureen McDonnell, both 59 years old, were charged with fraud related to receiving improper gifts and loans from Johnny Williams. The U.S. Attorney's Office alleged the McDonnells used the former governor's position to enrich themselves and their family members by soliciting more than $135,000 in payments, such as gifts, loans, thousands of dollars worth of golf outings, and other items of value. In exchange, prosecutors said the governor arranged a meeting between Williams and health officials and university researchers to encourage clinical studies of his anatobine products. The indictment further alleged that Bob McDonnell and his wife tried to conceal their relationship with Johnny Williams from the public and then lied to government investigators about it.
I come before you this evening as someone who has been falsely and wrongfully accused and whose public service has been wrongfully attacked. Earlier today, federal prosecutors filed criminal charges against me and my wife, Maureen, alleging that we violated federal law by accepting gifts and loans from Johnny Williams, the former CEO of Star Scientific. While I deeply regret accepting these legal gifts and loans from Mr. Williams, all of these now have been returned or repaid with interest. I have apologized for my poor judgment, and I accept full responsibility for accepting these legal gifts and loans. However, I repeat again emphatically that I did nothing illegal for Mr. Williams in exchange for what I believe was his personal friendship and his generosity. I never promised, and Mr. Williams and his company never received any government benefit of any kind for me or from my administration. No contract, loan, grant, funding, legislation, budget appropriation, regulation, board or commission assignment, or any other official state benefit. I never promised or attempted to influence anyone to give Mr. Williams or his company any official state benefits. I did not try to hide or deceive anyone about my friendship with Mr. Williams. Two independent and non-political investigations have confirmed that Mr. Williams and Star Scientific received nothing from the state, and not one penny of taxpayer money went to him or to Star Scientific during our administration. Not one penny.
The former governor and his wife pleaded not guilty, opting for a trial. Bob McDonnell remained optimistic.
I've got tremendous lawyers, and I've got faith in God and the justice system, and that's comforting.
At the trial, which began in August 2014, federal prosecutors alleged that the McDonnells were susceptible to financial malfeasance because of the tremendous amount of debt the family had accumulated. The defense argued that the McDonnells could not have coordinated such a conspiracy with Johnny Williams because their marriage was in shambles and they did not even communicate. To drive that point home, the couple did not live together during the trial. Maureen stayed at the house, and Bob lived with the family's pastor. However, prosecutors introduced the couple's phone records to prove that the couple had communicated regularly during the Johnny Williams saga. The only other person Maureen communicated with as frequently was Johnny Williams.
I just felt the earth move, and I wasn't having sex. Williams responded in court, "That's funny," and admitted 1,200 emails and texts between the First Lady and him seemed like a lot.
She seemed to be enamored with him, infatuated, the mansion employee testified to the court. Even the McDonald's own daughter told the court that her mother had a, quote, mild obsession with Johnny Williams. But not everyone was as impressed.
Bill Hazel, the state secretary of Health and Human Resources, testified today he was highly skeptical of both Anatoblock and of Johnny Williams, who was referred to as the Tic Tac Man at the health department because the pills looked like the breath mint.
The Tic Tac Man himself was the prosecution's star witness. Johnny Williams told the court that he was not personal friends with the McDonald's, He said he provided the gifts and loans because, quote, I thought it was good for our company, and he knew it was wrong the entire time. I should have never written the checks, Williams testified. I made a bad decision. I thought the ends justified the means.
Johnny Williams saw the governor, obviously, as a key way to promote his product, to get out there. And at the end of the day, that really didn't work all that well.
On September 4th, 2014, Bob and Maureen McDonnell were found guilty on 11 counts of corruption. He was the first Virginia governor to be indicted or convicted of a felony. The couple was sentenced on January 6, 2015. Maureen received a year and a day in prison. Bob received 2 years. Both sentences far below what the prosecution recommended.
Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell will spend 2 years in prison for taking money and gifts in exchange for promoting a dietary supplement while he was in office. McDonnell was once on the short list to be Mitt Romney's running mate, you may recall. A judge sentenced him today on 11 counts of corruption.
I allowed my life to get way out of balance, Bob told the court, later telling reporters, quote, I cannot fathom any deeper humiliation for me or my family. I've hurt myself, my family, and my beloved people of Virginia. And for that, I am deeply, deeply sorry. But I will also say to the great people of Virginia that I have never, ever betrayed my sacred oath of office in any way while I served as the governor of this great commonwealth.
I'm a fallen human being. I've made mistakes in my life. I always try to put the best interests of the people first as governor. But I have failed at times and some of the judgments that I have made during the course of my governorship have hurt myself, my family, and my beloved people of Virginia.
Nice. It always feels good when a public official is held accountable for his or her crimes, doesn't it? It's what separates a free and fair society from some corrupt plutocracy where a handful of wealthy serve as the ruling class. Let this serve as a reminder that no one is above the law. Wait, what's that? Oh, we have some breaking news.
A unanimous Supreme Court ruling has overturned the conviction of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. This morning, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of McDonnell.
On June 27th, 2016, the United States Supreme Court overturned Bob and Maureen McDonnell's convictions on appeal on the basis that the jury received improper instructions on federal corruption law. Their case was remanded to a lower court where federal prosecutors let it rot. The case was never retried. The charges were dismissed. The end. Fuck. Anybody have a cigarette?
I'm incredibly grateful to the Supreme Court of the United States for accepting the case and the attention that they've given it.
Swindled is written, researched, produced, and hosted by B, a concerned citizen, with original music by Trevor Howard, aka Deformer. As always, thank you for being a valued listener.
Hi, my name is Jacob. I'm from Indiana.
Hello, my name is Kirsten from Jones Creek, Texas.
Hello, my name is May from Los Angeles, California, and I'm a concerned citizen and a valued listener. And I'm only really here to learn more about the throat goats who enjoy sucking old smelly dick. Can I say that? He said it. Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.